we will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Yo, 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 Rolling Off Track Podcast, episode 34. It's myself, Mr. B, and my other sidekick, DJ Problems. How's it going, DJ?
What's up, Mr. B? How's it going, sir?
It's going all right, man, going all right. Just a fine evening, doing a episode 34. We're already at 34, buddy.
Yes, sir, 34, man. I was at the site, man, looking at all your podcast, and I was like, man, look at this, dude. Mad admiration for that. That's pretty cool.
Oh, cool. Thanks, 30, man. Thanks.
34, brother.
34, yep. Just keep putting them out. You know, we enjoy doing this and talking about all this tech news and games and movies, you know?
Yes, sir.
And Thanksgiving in a couple of days, and I guess one thing I'd like to say is thanks to all the followers and listeners, and we got a lot out there, a lot of Rot Pod listeners.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you guys for tuning in and checking out the show. Yep, much love. Yep.
So, Thanksgiving around the corner. You're going to be here in Albuquerque, 505, DJ?
I'm going to be where the home is, man. Home is where the heart is. And that's here at the studio at home, just chilling with the family, eating some turkey, getting fat.
Yep. Get all that turkey in that belly, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to be here in Albuquerque, too.
You guys excited for Thanksgiving and stuff like that?
Yeah, just get to eat and hang out and see the family and just everybody enjoying themselves.
There you go.
Yep. So, I guess, is there anything you want to be thankful for? Just something real quick. You don't have to make a long list. Just maybe something you want to say.
I'm thankful for all the good friends and family that I have around me and supporting me. I couldn't do it without them, so I'm very, very thankful for that. And thankful for having a roof over my head, most of all, man, and having a fortunate life, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. Straight to the point, huh?
Yes, yeah, sir.
Yep. Yeah, same thing. Same thing here. Thankful for friends and family and support and just support what we love doing and what we do every day, day to day.
Yep. Day to day, hustle and bustle. Even though it's kind of rough, I'm thankful for it. You know what I mean?
Yep. So, yeah, you know your friends, you know your family, and they stick beside you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Especially Mrs. B and our little B, our son. They're standing, support me on doing this podcast, and they just this just the support and the love that they give. It just keeps me going strong, buddy.
That's awesome, man. That's what it's all for. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just doing what we do.
So what's going on, man? Any good news? Anything interesting happening in the world?
Can start off with, I watched a few movies this past week.
Yeah, what'd you get to, check out?
The one that came out in theaters, Hunger Games. Catching Fire, you know, the second one?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess it's the second one out of the trilogy, so we watched that, this weekend, and, it's a real good movie. I think it's better than the first one.
I haven't checked out the first one yet.
Oh, okay.
But I definitely want to.
Yeah, that's some people, they read the books before they watch the movies, you know?
Man, and, you know, speaking of the Hunger Games, you know, back, I guess, like a month or so ago, I was listening to the episode one, man, and your buddy was making me laugh with the Hunger Games thing. I just had to bring that up again because, God, I must have listened to it, like, I'm not even kidding, maybe 30 times because I thought it was that funny. He's like, the Hunger Games, that sounds like my life. He's like, he's like, life's a game and I'm hungry. So there you go.
Yeah.
it's so funny.
So yeah, we watched the Hunger Games and, do you know anybody that's been reading the books before they watched the movies?
No, not offhand, man. No, I haven't. I haven't talked to anybody that I know that's read the books or anything. I should check around. See if anybody's read the books.
Yeah.
See if they're any good or compared to the movie, you know what I mean? How different or similar are they?
Yeah. Is that your ringtone?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can hear it.
A little Twitter tweet.
Twitter tweet. Yes, sir. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, and we watched the Internship, Best Man Holiday, Delivery Man, and Planes. I guess the second one out of that one would be Mrs. B, she wanted to watch Best Man Holiday.
Best Man Holiday.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that movie before, man.
It's a chick flick, and I guess I wasn't up to date on it. I guess this is a second one in the like part two. I guess there's part two. Yeah, I guess there's a part one. So I guess when I was watching it, there was some stuff they were saying that linked to the first movie. So I didn't really get the whole thing, but it was an okay movie for a chick flick.
Hell yeah, man. I'll have to check it out. What is it called again?
Best Man Holiday.
Best Man Holiday. Damn, that sounds familiar for some reason. Best Man Holiday.
Yeah, I don't know the actor's name, but there's a few guys in there I guess one of them I know is Taye Diggs. Do you know that guy, yeah. Taye Diggs?
Taye Diggs, yeah. Was he just an actor, or was he a rapper as well, or like an artist, R&B artist, Taye?
I have no idea. He's just
a movie actor.
I think so, yeah. I just seen him in some movies. So he's in there, and some of the female actresses in there are also some familiar ones, but I don't know their names. So.
Heck yeah, man. I have to definitely check it out.
And then Delivery Man. Have you seen the previews to that one?
Uh-uh.
You know, the guy that shows in, man, have you seen Internship?
I haven't.
You haven't? Oh, what was that guy's name? I got to bring him up.
Yeah, let's bring him up and check him out. Give a little information about.
Okay, Vince Vaughn.
Oh, Vince Vaughn, yeah.
Vince Vaughn, yeah. He's the one that shows in the Delivery Man. You know how in the previews, some guy comes up to him and he says, you're the biological father of like 530 kids.
Oh shit!
Have you seen the previews to that one?
Yeah, I've seen something like that. Maybe that was Idiocracy or something like that.
But that movie Delivery Man, it's pretty funny, man. It's a good comedy, and it's not really explicit or anything like that, but it's a pretty good comedy movie.
Heck yeah, man, I want to check it out. Delivery Man 2, that's a good one. Sounds like a good one.
Yeah. Have you watched anything? Did you watch anything this past week?
I actually picked up while I was getting my hair cut. I picked up The Great Gatsby on DVD.
Oh, Great Gatsby. I still want to watch that.
Man. Oh man, it's such a good movie, man. I watched it like 4 times now that I've had it.
Is it like a gangster movie?
No, it's kind of like, I guess it's like a love movie kind of, I guess. I guess this guy, he goes to war or something like that. He loses touch with the girl that he loves. He writes her one last letter. Throughout the movie, she ends up tearing it up. She ends up getting married to this other dude. The dude comes back from war and she doesn't know he's alive, and he wants to get back with her, and this little dude lives next to him. And so he buys this house across the lake or across the something just for her, just to see her every day. And he has all these extravagant parties and stuff like that to get her back. Well, he ends up trying to get her back. It just really doesn't quite work. And at the end, he ends up getting shot by this other dude because the husband of the girl that he's trying to pursue, he ends up cheating on her throughout the movie, you know what I mean? And he gets shot by that chick's husband. Oh, that's crazy, dude. It's a it's a twister, but yeah, man, he ends up dying at the end. And
so you just gotta watch it.
Yeah, it's a good movie, man. It'll suck you in.
The Great Gatsby. Did you know that on Thanksgiving Day they're gonna be repeating The Godfather?
They're gonna be replaying it.
They're gonna be showing it all day, repeating it all day.
They should do The Sopranos too.
Yeah, they should, huh? And like some of my other friends, they're always asking me, "Have you seen The Godfather?" And I keep telling them, "No, I haven't seen it yet." So this might be the time that I get to watch it.
There you go.
Have you seen it, Godfather?
I haven't, man. So I think I should check it out with you, man.
Yeah.
What channel is it going to be on?
I think it's going to be on AMC, I believe. AMC, home of the Walking Dead, buddy.
There you go.
Walking Dead is getting sucked into that TV series. It's a good one.
It is indeed, man. It sucks you in from the first one.
Yeah. Are you up to date on that one?
You know what, dude? Just like Breaking Bad, I'm just letting it. I'm going to let it all play out. And then I'm going to watch it. I'm right in the middle of Breaking Bad, I think like season 2.
Yeah.
So I'm ready for that. Yeah. I'm ready to see the end of that.
Just to binge on it, huh?
Uh-huh.
Sit in your house, curtains closed, all dark, eating, huh?
I'm eating some sour cream onion chips.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Got a Coke.
With a Coke?
With a Coke. Some Breaking Bad. Like you said, warm, windows closed, blinds closed, just chilling at home.
Yeah, cool. I guess one. I haven't been playing any console games, but I've been kind of busy lately. But I've been for a couple of weeks now. I didn't mention it on the last Rot Pod episode, but I've been playing the Tiny Death Star on my tablet.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
It's a Star Wars, a little game, and you start off with a few levels. If you kind of figure like a building,
is it kind of like Ages of Empire where you like build up your little clan and then you go out and fight other little like basically kingdoms or castles or something like that?
Not really. This is just a simple game where it's a side view of a side of a building, you know, and then you can see the floor by floor.
Uh huh.
So from there you just you open up like a shop, a restaurant, and apartments, and basically the characters from Star Wars, they come in through the game, and you take them to each level, and so like it's kind of like I don't know how you can say you just build up your money, and you keep making restaurants, and you keep making levels, and you keep expanding the building. So more and more characters from Star Wars keep coming in, and you just it's kind of like what's that that game where you make roller coasters, Tycoon, SimCity.
Oh yeah,
yeah, sort of like that, but it's not making the actual city. It's just building by building, floor by floor. Yeah,
floor by floor.
Yeah. So if you guys are interested, Tiny Death Star, you just check out the picture and you'll know what I mean. And invite characters to come to your building and spend their money inside your building, and you just make more money. That's it. It's real simple.
That's cool, man. I gotta get me one of those tablets so I can play all those cool little games when I'm just kind of hanging out, relaxing. You know what I mean? Because the iPhone's just kind of too small.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Did you get to play anything?
I want to get the PS4, but I heard that they're all sold out. They were all sold out that you couldn't get them. So I was like, wow, that's kind of a surprise.
Yeah, I think some of the stores are holding out for Black Friday.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, but other than that, like if you were walking to a store right now, they'd put you on an order and they'll give it to you later. But I think there's a few stores that are going to hold out for Black Friday. So you're liking the PS4 or the Xbox One?
I gotta go with the PS4 all the way, man.
Yeah. I think I'd choose the PS4 too over the Xbox One. And then my son, he likes the Xbox, so he wants the Xbox One too.
I love PS, man. Never done me wrong, so I try and get both so I could play Halo.
Oh, okay. You don't have an Xbox, huh?
Mm-mm. All my friends had though, you know what I mean? They were all always into the Xbox.
Yeah, and since the PS4 came out first, and then a week later the Xbox One came out. So after the Xbox One came out, they both reached first day sales of 1 million both systems. So that was pretty good.
Were they neck and neck?
Yeah, they were neck and neck, and another thing too that's both the same on both consoles is they both have about 1%. They shipped with broken consoles.
They ship with what?
Some of them were shipped to customers with broken. They were already broken. The consoles.
Really?
Yeah. So about 1% for each of them. So none of them can't say that. Oh, the other competitor was had some broken consoles. So they were also the same on that one too.
Wow, man. That's good to hear though. I mean, at least it wasn't a huge difference. You know what I mean? That shows that there's a fair market there, you know what I mean? There's room for competition, you know, which is a good thing, you know, that creates money and jobs and whatnot too. So that's good.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
And, Microsoft is saying that they're going to be giving a free game to owners of the Xbox One that were shipped with, hardware problems.
Was it a free game of their choice?
Yeah. So they're going to get a free game, either going to be, Dead Rising 3, Forza Motorsports 5, Rise, Son of Rome, or Zoo Tycoon.
That sucks that they didn't do Call of Duty or something like that.
Yeah. You know, if they do that, they're probably going to get like the Call of Duty, huh?
Yeah, they would probably, nah, that wouldn't work for them.
Yeah. So, yep, I guess, so nobody can't say that PS4 is better than Xbox One or Xbox One is better than PS4 because they both kind of shipped the same stats over their opening weekend.
There you go, man. No debate. All clean slate.
Yes, sir.
Let's see how these guys perform, you know?
Yeah. And I guess here are some of the games for the Xbox One. Rise, Son of Rome. I think everybody's seen the commercial. Have you seen the commercial for that one?
Uh-uh.
No?
What's that about?
It's taking place in the times of Rome. Remember those, that time of place? Rome? The Rome days?
In the Roman era.
Roman era, yeah, I guess that's how you would say it. But, yeah, I guess somebody, a guy, he's fighting back and he ends up being the hero or something like that.
Is it kind of like, what the hell's that game? Assassin's Creed? Something like that?
Assassin's Creed? Yeah. Kind of, yeah. I think it's based on one guy, so.
I know Assassin's Creed, it's based in like, I don't know, like 1800s, I think, on the last Assassin's Creed that the commercial I had seen for the game. They were wearing like red coats, so I'm guessing that was the British or something. You know what I mean? They were like on pirate ships and stuff like that, so I'm guessing it's somewhere around the like 1800s or something like that, early 1900s.
Yeah, I think a lot of people know the latest, Assassin's Creed by, the pirates. Yeah, they show more of the pirates in this game.
Heck yeah.
Yep. Another good game for the Xbox One is the Forza Motorsport 5.
Forza's a good game for Xbox. I played that. I like that a lot, man.
Yeah. So that one's came out for it. And another one is Dead Rising 3. It's another zombie game. Another game that people are looking forward to is Killer Instinct. Do you remember Killer Instinct?
I do.
So that one came out with it, and that's the one I'm looking forward to trying. Killer Instinct.
Is that a first person game? Or is that like a, what is that, I can't.
Killer Instinct is a fighting game.
Is it like a Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, it's like Mortal Kombat, and they have their own characters and their own, combos, and it's a fast, intense game.
That's dope, man. Have you ever played Tekken?
Yeah. It's not as, I guess it's almost as fast as Tekken. You know how the combos you can just go run one right after another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's almost as good as that one. So, but Killer Instinct is good by itself. So, you can't say it's better than Tekken or it's better than Mortal Kombat, but it has its own pros and cons, and it's a good game to get. Killer Instinct.
Yeah.
I think the last time that came out was the Super Nintendo, I believe.
No way. Damn. Super Nintendo was back in like. 94, bro.
Yeah.
96.
Yeah. And, maybe like, 5 years ago, I went to, one of those game stores, you know, where they sell, old systems and old games.
Yeah. Like a collectibles place.
Yeah. Like one of those collectible places. I went in there and I seen a Killer Instinct for the Super Nintendo, and I should have got it then, but I looked at it. Then I think it was like, it was selling for like 30.
Really?
Yeah, even though it was an old game, it was still selling high because people liked it and people wanted it. And I should have gotten it then, but I didn't get it then. Then the next time I went in, probably like a week later, it was already gone.
Yeah, man, that means that it's a hot item.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people are wanting to play that one for the Xbox One, and just like me, it's a pretty good game.
You got those classic, you know what I mean? Like some of the gamers like, you know, the more classic games and stuff like that, and when you can get your hands on them for the new systems, man, that's cool, dude. That's that vintage deal style, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, those are some of the games for the Xbox One. And so, we can go through a few for the PS4. I guess the one most anticipated is the Killzone Shadowfall. Have you ever gotten into Killzone games?
Yeah, I have Killzone 2, I believe, man. It's hard. It's an intense game, man.
Doesn't it? Is it 1, 2, and 3, right?
I believe it's 1, 2, and 3. Yeah, I have... Killzone 2, it doesn't have a name to it, but I have Killzone 2, man. It's hard.
Yeah, it's a little bit different than your regular shooters, or not regular shooters, but right than the other shooters.
Yeah, it definitely is, man. And if you, even at beginner mode, man, it's, if you haven't played the first one, and step into the second one, you're like, oh shit.
When they showed that off, before the PS4 launched, the graphics and the, Just the gameplay was pretty good for that one.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited to get the PS4. I just want to wait for all the bugs and chit chat and riffraff and all that stuff to be over with, and then I'll purchase it. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Another good game is Infamous Second Son. Have you ever tried any Infamous games?
I haven't heard of that game actually.
Oh, okay. If you're a PlayStation Plus subscriber, you get Infamous 1 and Infamous 2 for free.
Damn, dude. I gotta subscribe.
Yeah, that it's worth it for the PlayStation Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Do you have that?
Yeah, I have it, and you get games every month, and sometimes it's hard to keep up. You end up getting a backlog of games, and you try and play them all.
Do you just get to keep them on your console?
Yeah, you can keep them on your console, and if you delete them, it's already on your PlayStation account, and it'll never go away, you know, because it's already kind of like an iOS or Android, or
yeah,
when you buy it, it's already on your account.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, so it's already like that, so you can download them for free, play them. If you don't like it, delete it, and then again later, if you want to play it again, just go back to the PlayStation store and download it again.
I'm gonna have to do that. I'm gonna have to do that to my games, you know, from now on. Get them in the PS store. I get some of them in all the download packs and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And you get deals too, real good deals if you PlayStation Plus. So watch when you do subscribe, tell me about it and you'll know what I mean. It's a good deal.
$50 a year, right?
Yeah, $50 a year. It's worth it, man. It's pretty good.
I'm going to have to definitely subscribe and get a PS Plus account.
Yep. Get it. Then, talking about, games one more, iOS, the Apple, they're going to be getting, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas for the iPhone.
No way.
I don't know how it's going to be, but, you know, do you play any games on your iPhone?
No, I don't. Go ahead.
It's kind of, like I said before, it's kind of hard for me to play on the, touchscreen. So I don't really play, hardcore games on any touchscreen.
I like to have the controller in hand, you know what I mean? The whole touchscreen thing is like, oh, what do I do?
Yeah.
Where's the buttons?
Some people are kind of debating like, the consoles are going to end, you know, they're going to stop building them just because they're making games for the tablets and the phones.
Man.
But yeah, it's like people like you and me, you know, this is like, they're never going to go away because people actually want to feel the controller in the hand and they want to feel the buttons. So they're saying that there's no way that they're going to stop building consoles.
It's all part of the experience, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially the rumble, controller rumble.
Oh, dude, man, do you remember when that came out?
Nintendo 64, remember that?
Nintendo 64, the rumble packs, man.
You had to buy that separately, huh?
Yeah, you buy that little pack that you stick up in the little, in the little skirt up under the controller, man, and you put a couple AA batteries in there and it would light up and fucking rumble and all kinds of stuff, man. It was cool.
You know, and if you get one of those, you know, there was some that were just, plain, you just pop them in, but others, the reason why I remember this is because I got a rumble pack that had, lights on the back, so every time it would shake, it would light up.
Yeah, me too.
So I thought when I was young, I thought I was cool just because I had a light up rumble pack. Yep. Have you ever got the, did you ever try the, Dreamcast?
I did try the Dreamcast. I really liked the, Sonic on it with the, Sonic and Knuckles.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That was a really cool game, man.
I still have my Dreamcast, tucked away in storage.
Really? You got a Dreamcast, buddy?
Yeah, I got one. And I was thinking about, taking it out and, probably doing a little video and putting it up on YouTube.
Oh man, that'd be cool.
So yeah, take my camera in there unboxing
the Dreamcast. The
Dreamcast and taking every piece out by one by one.
And then starting it up on starting the TV up, screen. Yeah. The startup.
Yeah. Honda announces Siri Eyes free availability for select vehicles. So Honda's gonna be getting a Siri in their cars.
I don't like that, man.
The hands free stuff, it's all right, but you know, they're starting to, but the only thing is these cars, they're looking for Apple. They're looking for Siri. Yeah, there should be some other competition out there. Some other people trying to get into this instead of it always being Apple and Siri. And I think somebody can do something better.
I totally agree, man. I totally agree. I'm kind of upset at Apple right now.
Yeah. Siri. I wonder who came up with the name Siri, huh?
I think it stands for something.
S-I-R-I?
It's like smart integrated or like recognition or something like that or something.
Siri stands for speech, interpretation, and recognition interface.
There you go.
Xbox One, one more topic on Xbox One. Xbox One costs $471 to build.
Damn.
You know how they're going for 500?
500 million?
Yep, it costs 471 to build.
Xbox did?
Xbox One?
I can't believe that.
And then I think it was the last episode I mentioned the PS4. They're going for retail for $400, and I think it costs them like $300 and I think it was $60 to build them. So on both consoles, they're not really making a huge profit, just a little bit to get by.
That's crazy, man. I wonder in the end how much they spend on it as opposed to like how much they make back. You know what I mean? Because I mean, eventually, I guess in the long run, you make your money back. But damn, that's a lot.
Yep, yep. And this thing's pretty cool. ATV, it costs $15,000. It's made from Polaris, and it's an ATV inspired by the military.
Is it like one of those little side-by-sides? Like a little, like, Raptor, like one of those two or like three-man vehicles, you know what I mean? Or like six-man vehicles, like the little rancher style ones?
Oh, mm-hmm. No, it's just a regular ATV. It looks like
Oh, it's just an ATV.
What's that?
It's just an ATV?
Yeah, it's just a regular ATV, but there's
it's
like...
just like just the little one-person ones?
Yeah, those ones. And
I'm sorry, bro. I can't hear you, man. It's all breaking up.
Oh, okay. And the real cool thing about this one is airless, unpoppable tires.
What are they made out of? Do you know?
On the picture, there's a view from the side, and the tire, it's a shape of a tire, but instead of the air-filled rubber, it kind of looks like a honeycomb shape. So you can see through the shape of the tire because it's
like a sponge almost,
almost like a sponge. Yeah, so you can see through it.
That's crazy, man. Like a honeycomb style though, like you could see through, but it's still a tire.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. I want to check that out. Can you send me a link?
Yes, sir. Watch all.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, wow. That's crazy looking, man.
That's pretty good. Huh?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's, you can tell that's military all over it. Even if it breaks down, you can still go. It just looks like it can just keep going.
Yeah. The tires, I think I like the tires, you know, go anywhere and you don't have to worry about inflating.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about air or popping a tire or getting stuck. I mean, if you really flipped it or something like that, I could see how something could get like lodged in there, like a stick or a branch or something.
Yeah.
And hang on to it and it'd be real hard for you to get it off, but cut the branch off or something and keep going, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty badass.
Yes, sir.
And that's not bad, man. What did they say? 15,000 sportsmen?
15,000, yeah.
That's not bad, man. And they're usually about that. You know, look, I mean, it's got a winch on the front for just getting out of any stuff like that. It's got a rack in the front and the back. You know what I mean? And the tires, man, that's just cool. That'll just draw you in. And it's even got a video too, man. That's cool.
Makes you want to ride, huh?
Hell yeah.
Do you have an ATV or your family members have an ATV?
I have friends and stuff that had an ATV, man. I have a motorcycle. So that's kind of, I get to do a little something, you know, little sports activities when I can.
Well, what kind of motorcycle do you have?
I have a Gixxer, 600.
Gixxer?
Yeah, it's a Suzuki brand, a Gixxer 600. It's a 2002, and it's still carbureted. So it's kind of old school, but you know, I still have fun on it.
Oh, you said it's by Suzuki, huh?
Yes, sir.
So it is a sports bike, huh?
Yeah, it's a sports bike. Yeah, 600. It's I guess the starter class. I guess you could say on the, you know, entrance class. You know, because they go from 600 up to 1400 with you know, the sport bikes like that from the ZX14. Then they got the Hayabusa, which is, I believe, I don't know if it's 1200 or 1300 CCs. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think those ones are like more than 1200s.
Yeah, and then, of course they got the 1000 class, the 750s, which are kind of rare, you know what I mean? There's not really, you know, they just have the 6 or the 1000, you know what I mean? I think Gixxer, I don't know if any others, you know, do the 600 or the 750 class. But then I know they got like 900s, and then they got like 850s, and they got, you know what I mean? There's just all kinds of different sizes and styles of CCs and cool stuff like that, so.
Yeah.
It's fun stuff, man.
And that 600, it's good for you?
Yeah. I would, you know, I made the mistake of buying a 600, but I really, really liked the bike because it was a special edition bike, and I don't regret buying it at all whatsoever because I just love the hell out of it. But I would like to give me 1000 because I'm a speed demon, dude.
Yeah. You just get used to it, huh?
Oh, it's worse than a bug bite, man. It's such an addicting rush and thrill, man. People aren't meant for those kind of vehicles. Let me just say that, dude. Someone's not meant to do anything but ride it.
Yeah.
No wheelies and all that crazy shit. You know, and I have a lot of people that do that kind of stuff like that. And I worry about them, but at the same time, man, it's the coolest stuff, you know?
Just a cruise, buddy.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I just have a ATV, Kawasaki.
Nice. What CCs is it?
The one I have is a 300. It's not real big, but it's pretty good. It's kind of it's one of those 2013s. It's like a hybrid between a sports and a utility.
Yeah.
So it looks when you take a look at it, you can tell that it's almost a sports and it's almost a utility. So you can tell.
Does it look like this, but kind of souped up, kind of sportier than this?
Looks a little sportier than this one.
Nice, man. What color is it?
Of course, I like dark color, so this one's a black one.
Does it have the Kawasaki green? Or is that what you said it was, a Kawasaki?
Yeah, Kawasaki.
Does it have any of that infamous green on it?
I think it has a few stripes on it, yeah. Like those pointed stripes.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's pretty good. And out here on the west side, you just take it out back and just start riding in the desert.
Let it rip.
Yep. Alrighty, back to another tech story. Verizon Wireless offers $5 a day data for tablets.
No way.
So if you have a tablet and it has a LTE chip in it, you could get their 4G data service for $5 a day.
So that's like 35 bucks a week, huh? If you can, consider the weekends.
Yeah.
But what if you're on what if you're on a Wi-Fi network? Does it still work the kind of same way? You know what I mean? Since I have a MacBook. I guess if you needed it to like run around in town or outside of the, traveling outside of your Wi-Fi network.
Yeah, then you would need this, yeah.
Right. So yeah, I guess that sounds pretty decent. Is that good?
Yeah, that's pretty good if you do it like a day every once in a while.
How much does it cost normally to have service like that for a tablet?
I think if you have data, I think it's like around 30.
Oh shit, really?
30 a month. So if you do more than a week in a month, it's not worth it to do this every day.
No way.
And then those MiFi cards, Wi-Fi hotspots. Yeah, those ones are like 50 bucks a month too. So that one is even worth it too instead of doing this.
Damn.
But just like you said, if you need it just right then and there, and you're doing business or whatever around town, and you don't have time to look for a Wi-Fi hotspot, then this would be pretty good.
There you go. Yeah, hell yeah.
And speaking about phones, the FCC is considering lifting cell phone bans on planes.
Really? For what?
You know how like when you're taking off, you have to turn off all your electronic devices.
Right.
Yeah. So they're considering lifting that ban.
Does that really happen? I mean, does that really affect the plane like that?
They did tests and all that, and it doesn't really affect it, but they're just being cautious, and they're just being cautious and trying to provide safety before anything else.
Yeah, I can understand that. That's good to be cautious then, sorry, I guess.
Because nowadays these planes, they take off and land themselves.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
So that's pretty good that the FCC is considering lifting them. So once you get on the plane, you could keep enjoying your tablet, cell phone, playing them games, Candy Crush games. Crazy game.
probably so that way, if any activity pops off, they can have somebody in touch. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somebody can have the phone on and say, hey, look, some stuff is going down. Warning, Mayday. Shit is popping off on this mother trucker. We are engaging in heavy battle.
Heavy battle.
Thank God I had the cell phone out and it worked.
It's working.
Right.
Yep. And I think another article I read about airplane Wi-Fi. I think they reached the highest speed for Wi-Fi on a plane. I think it was around 20 megabits.
That's a decent amount, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good, and especially for a plane doing getting
500-600 miles an hour.
Yeah, so 20 megabits is pretty good. So this new technology in planes, pretty good.
That's awesome, man. Technology is actually coming around. I guess there's good technology, you know?
Yep, yep. And like we were talking about movies in the theater, opening this week, Frozen, Black Nativity, Homefront, Old Boy, and that's it. You going to watch any of them?
I wanted to see Bad Grandpa.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, that one's still playing. The ones that are still playing is the Hunger Games, Delivery Man, Thor, Last Vegas, The Best Man Holiday, Bad Grandpa, Free Birds, Ender's Game, Captain Phillips, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, and Gravity. So those ones are in theaters right now.
I want to see, I still want to see Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. It's a good one.
Yeah, that one's better than the first one. You got to watch it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's funny.
How was Free Birds?
You should watch that one. You should actually pay the ticket to watch that one.
Uh-huh.
It's funny, man. It's funny. So, yeah, if you can't take somebody in your family to watch it, because it's a real good movie. It's funny.
I'm going to have to check that out, man.
And Redbox, the most popular right now is The Conjuring, The Way, Way Back, The Heat, Pacific Rim, and Grown Ups 2. Those are the popular ones in Redbox right now.
Grown Ups, oh dude, Grown Ups 2, isn't that with Adam Sandler? And he's like family man and Chris Rock.
Chris Rock, yo.
About the ice cream, God, the little girl. I want to get ice cream.
Wasted,
yeah.
Yeah, yo. I haven't seen that one.
I want to check that out.
Check it out. And then new releases today, Tuesday, Red 2, R.I.P.D., Planes, Snow Queen. Those are the new releases for Redbox.
How much does Redbox run usually?
For movies, it's like $1.20. Then for Blu-rays, I think it was like either $1.50 or $2.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. If you keep it for one day and just watch it, it's pretty good. It's
cute. I'm going to have to check. Is it better than Netflix, do you think?
No, they're not. None of them isn't better than the other, because Redbox gets new releases quicker than Netflix. And then Netflix just has a bunch of movies online. So if you're looking for one of the newer releases that you want to watch, I think Redbox would have it before Netflix.
Ooh, so if you want to check out like some good ones that you want to see, you know, a little bit sooner than you want to wait for Netflix to get it on, then you can check that out, huh?
Yeah, yes sir. And do you know what you can buy for $29.99?
What's that?
Iron Man 3 Arc Reactor Coasters.
Oh.
You know how a coaster is on a table?
Yeah.
So instead of a plain coaster, the coaster is the shape of Iron Man's his little arc reactor. Remember in the middle of his chest? Remember it's a rectangle? Not uh-huh. rectangle, I mean triangle. The triangle shape, circle?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is you can use it as a coaster.
Oh, that's in the movie? In the movie case?
No, it's a coaster that's in the shape of the arc reactor.
Oh, nice. So then you just is it like just one? Is it just one, or is it like a handful of four, or like you know what I mean, like a set?
Yeah, you can probably buy them with a set. Yeah, and it also lights up blue.
Nice, dude.
So that would be pretty good to, like, when you're watching a movie and you can see like a little light in front of you, and just a little light
glowing under your glass or something like that. That'd be cool, man.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. Iron Man. There's one thing that we've been talking about, and hopefully we get to hit up one of the mountains. What's open now? Enchanted Forest Ski Area. I don't know where that's at. Sipapu Ski Resort. I think that was in west.
It's right outside of Taos, I think, right?
I think that was west of Santa Fe, right?
Yeah, something like that. I've never been there. I want to go, though.
Sipapu. Yeah, that one's open right now. And then the Tao Ski Valley is, they're thinking of opening actually, tomorrow.
Taos is?
Taos, yeah. And, Ski Santa Fe, they're gonna be opening tomorrow too.
How much does, Santa Fe have? You know how much the base is in Santa Fe?
It doesn't say right here, but I guess it doesn't say right here. So, but yeah, they're gonna be opening tomorrow. Angel Fire is gonna be opening up, first week of December. Ski Apache is gonna be opening up tomorrow. Red River is gonna be opening up tomorrow. Sandia Peak is going to be opening up December 15th.
Oh, right on. That's my birthday, man.
December 15th.
Yeah.
Yep, that's when Sandia Peak opens. And I guess I can wait till then. But yeah, maybe the first few times going up there, I'm not gonna snowboard, but I'm gonna take my son and I'm gonna show him how to snowboard.
That's awesome, man. That's not a bad idea, taking him up there to Sandia. Sandia's a nice place. You know, they got a good bunny hill, you know, to begin on, you know, to try things out, see if you like snowboarding or skiing or,
yeah,
you know, so that's cool, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, it's like the weather. It's kind of cold. The leaves are falling off. Did you get to see the leaves when they were golden?
Yeah, man. I was actually down on the Rio Grande and they were looking, oh man, it was looking pretty.
I didn't get to take any pictures. I wanted to, but I didn't get a chance to. But now most of the leaves are falling off already.
It's now cold, cold.
Yeah. And then the construction on Paseo and I-25.
I haven't been on the freeway lately. Is it bad?
Yeah, it's starting to get bad. One lanes, both sides, and it's not good.
I hate that, man.
And then if you try to go any other street, you know, there's already people headed out that way. So everywhere you go, it's kind of like, traffic all around.
Shit. And there's a lot of people now on the freeways all the time, you know?
You're serious?
A lot of commuters.
And with the cold air comes Black Friday. So I wonder if people will be standing outside for Black Friday.
Y'all going camping outside, putting the tents and all that good stuff. If that's crazy that people do that out there. You know, for y'all that do that out there, you're crazy.
Crazy, crazy. Yeah, especially cold, cold.
Yeah, hell no. I ain't going to be doing none of that. Nothing in that store is not going to be there as soon as Black Friday is over.
Yeah, I think one of the main reasons why people try Black Friday is for the TVs, you know, good deals on TVs.
Yeah.
So, like, here's one, a 32-inch, $98.
Jeez.
Here's another one, 40-inch, $178. 50-inch, $288. And, 60-inch Vizio, $688.
So that is a smoking deal, man.
So those are just a few deals going around, and I guess, people are buying them newspapers and looking for them Black Friday deals, huh?
Get them while they're hot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Cool, bro. 34 for us, Mr. DJ.
Alrighty, buddy. It's another good episode once again with the Rock Pod, Rolling Off Track Podcast.
I guess it's getting close to the holidays, so Mr. A or we, I had a guest lined up and the guest couldn't show up. I guess dealing with the holidays, you know?
It gets kind of hectic during the holidays, man. It really does.
Yep. So, yes, sir. Number 34 in the books, buddy.
Alrighty, man. Thank you, sir, for having me on once again, Mr. B. I appreciate it much, my man.
Yes, sir. Thanks again to the listeners, followers. And you could follow at ROTPOD, email rollingofftrackpodcast@gmail.com, and find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. And Mr. DJ, any last words?
Stay warm. It's getting cold.